Welcome to Down Home Radio. On today's show, I'm going to play an interview with New York blues and country musician and songwriter Willie Gantram. I play a show with Willie every Wednesday down at the Jalopy Theater in Red Hook, Brooklyn. Willie writes some great songs and has some really good influences. So he's going to be playing live a bunch on the show today, as well as playing some tracks by other people that he likes. Willie's originally from Texas, but came to New York a few years ago. He plays around the city a whole lot, so I encourage everybody to go and check out one of his live shows. Right now, I'd like to play a track that I pulled off of his MySpace page called A Brief Sigh on the Cold Hill. I really liked this song a lot right away when I heard it. So we're going to start the show off with that and then get into the interview and live performance and stuff. As usual, don't forget to check out the website, downhomeradioshow.com, for a lot more information on this program as well as all of our other programs. Here is A Brief Sigh on the Cold Hill.
Coming, I feel like I'm but a disguise. The whole city's cold, shaking me down the side. The windows are fastened, there's a hole in all that I see. They go ever so deep, beneath it is a mystery. Behind me is a phantom. Why am I so afraid? I'm a part of this world, the one she just can't escape. I'm looking at the moon, it's shining down through the trees. All these phony desires, enough to bring me to my knees. Leaving in the morning, I've exhausted all my resources. All my relations are bored, and I'm thinking of two white horses. I don't wanna go, I wish we could see eye to eye. You treat me like a dog, I guess I let the sleeping lie.
I'll just do a blues, you know, regular blues, Blind Willie McTell. Swimming all the way out. A blues grab me in midnight, wouldn't turn me loose till day. Grab me in midnight, wouldn't turn me loose till day. Maybe the sunshine drive the old blues away. Well, I drink so much whiskey, I struggle when I sleep. Drink so much whiskey, I struggle when I sleep. My mind dark and cloudy, my brain's gone to my feet. You're the feeling. Stop falling, mama, tain't long for day. A big star falling, mama, tain't long for day. I didn't have no sweet woman, drive these old blues away.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
How you doing, Willie?
I'm okay. Eli?
I heard you just got back from New Orleans. How was it?
Oh, yeah. New Orleans was in, I don't remember half of it. But the stuff that I do remember was
pretty good.
what I do remember, a lot of, minor key gypsy music and ragtime jazz. It's fun. It's good. I was the only. I got into town and I pulled out my slide and everybody was like amazed. Like apparently I'm the only slide guitar player in New Orleans that I knew of. Anyway,
how long were you down there for?
Three, 4 months, almost, I think.
Well, glad to have you back in New York. You know, I don't know how long you have lived in New York. How long have you been here?
I've been here since, the winter of 2005. So it's about 3 years now.
You're from Texas originally?
Yes, raised in Texas.
Where about?
East Texas. The Gulf of Mexico. I was born in Milwaukee, but raised in Houston, Texas, just down the road from Sugarland, which is Lead Belly sings about.
How's Sugarland?
Sugarland is a bourgeois town.
Damn. Yeah. That's wild. Well, what drew you to New York? Why'd you end up moving here?
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Awesome.
That was like one of the many, you know, you see in New York all over the place, and why not? Want to go there. Bob Dylan also, yeah. Chronicles came out about the same time that I, picked up a guitar.
When did you start playing music then? Like fairly recently, like but before you came up to New York, or you'd been playing for a while?
In high school I was in the marching band. I played trombone, and I was pretty good at that. I think I was like second chair in the band. Then for some reason, it was the school's trombone. I was just renting it, I think, or borrowing it. So I, you know, once school was over, I had no more trombone, and that sucked. But you know, after I picked up my father bought me a cheap little nylon string guitar to play on. And that's how I learned. And then I went out and bought myself an electric guitar, a Mexican Strat, I think, and it was a. And that's how. And then I started playing along with this band called the Pixies. and then I heard Bob Dylan, and then, you know, bought myself an acoustic guitar and went downhill from there.
That's a terrible story. Well, I love that song you just played. What was it?
I think it's called what's it called? It's by Blindly McTell. I think it's Blues at Midnight. I don't know, one of the blues songs that he's. A lot of them sound the same, but.
Yeah, yeah. Your slide playing was great. That was awesome. Play another one if you got one in you.
All right. Well, this next one is called "Fixin' to Die." For all you paranoid people out there.
Hypochondriacs. He broke a string, folks. Let's take a break. What?
No.
Say it.
It just looks with the mic. The line about, I know you screaming and crying on that graveyard ground. Mother, take my children back. Yeah.
Mother, lay me down. That's a Book of White?
Yeah, Book of White. Fixing to Die. Let's see.
Where would you have heard something like that? I mean, I guess it's probably on a lot of stuff, but you remember?
First time I heard Fixing to Die. Well, I mean, I heard it. I heard Bob Dylan cover it on his first album, obviously, and he did a horrible job of it. And but then I heard Book of White's version. My friend Farrell Foster showed it to me, I think, and yeah, it just blew me away. It's like. He's really funky, Book of White, and it's good, the sound of that, you know, resonator, steel resonator, just like, and he bangs away on it. It's surreal.
Yeah, he called his music sky music.
Yeah, I read that somewhere, but I think that was like his later stuff when he would just like make up verses out of the blue, I guess, out of the blue sky.
Right.
I haven't heard a lot of his later stuff, but I hear it's really horrible. I don't know if I believe it. I haven't heard it.
I've heard some of his stuff from the '60s that I thought was great. I don't know, but a lot of those older blues guys like got really tripped out like it when they were old and started playing stuff that just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do you mostly play blues, or do you find yourself playing like other strains of music?
No, I try to, you know, dip my toe in a bunch of different waters. yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like, I could play you some, I like Irish songs. I like, you know, cowboy songs, all kinds of stuff. I wish I knew how to play, you know, Japanese and, you know, Eastern European songs, but I don't, the language barrier, you know.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know. I know with like Secret Museum of Mankind and stuff, you know, we've been hearing all this like crazy awesome music from other parts of the world, and you know, like you want to play all of it, but you can't.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give a thank you to Pat Conti on this thing, actually, so I don't have to do it in person, you know.
That's good.
And thank you for making that Secret Museum of Mankind.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. Now a moment of silence for the... No.
And now a moment of silence for Pat Conti.
I'm going to tune to open D real quick so I can do some songs I know in open D. I'm going to do... I don't know if I play it the same way he does. I doubt that I mean, who can? This is a song by Charlie Patton. It's called Some of These Days... You're gonna be sorry.
man, yeah, I love that song. It's a great song.
Yeah, isn't it like a jazz song?
I have no idea.
I think it's like Cab Calloway, I think, did it. But it doesn't sound like the same song. Charlie Patton's just insane, I think.
I'll have to check that out. I'm going to check that out. Well, let me cut into the interview there. I did check it out. Some of These Days was written by someone named Shelton Brooks and published in 1910. Willie referred to the Cab Calloway version, which apparently came out in 1931. But Sophie Tucker recorded it on a cylinder back in 1911. So we're going to do a quick Some of These Days comparison here. Let's hear a bit of Cab Calloway's version. We'll hear some of Sophie Tucker's version from the old cylinder recording. And then we'll hear some of Charlie Patton's original version of the song, which he recorded in 1932. They're pretty different. Who knows how Charlie Patton, you know, learned this song. But it's funny how things can go back from the city, you know, into the country and be changed and readapted. Although, who knows, maybe Shelton Brooks ripped it off from some folk song that he heard way back when in the first place. Anyway, here's Cab Calloway with Some of These Days, 1931. So was there like music in your family and stuff? Do other people in your family play?
My older sister played the flute. She was a pretty good flute player. And I think that's about it. My brother used to listen to shitty country music on the radio, and but luckily a lot of my life, my childhood, I didn't have a television, so luckily my mother would turn on the radio to like NPR and Garrison Keillor and a lot of classical music too. That's pretty much all I listened to growing up. And you know, the stuff you hear around you, like, you know, rap music and all that stuff. Yeah, no, I
was there like any like Mexican music or anything?
The only Mexican music I heard growing up was hymns. Like a few hymns here and there, but I never really learned them. It was just like things you hear as a kid, you know.
Where would like recordings or like in church?
No, just my parents, you know, singing, humming. Yeah.
Are they from Mexico?
My father is. Yeah, he was born in Mexico City, and he was raised in Torreon. It's a state in Mexico. I mean, a city in Mexico. And my mom was born in Milwaukee, but she lived in Mexico for like 15 years, I think, 10 years, something like that.
Cool. Yeah, Milwaukee. I've been to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
It's a pretty fun place.
Yeah.
How'd you meet Feral, or how'd you get involved with the Roots and Ruckus thing?
The Roots and Ruckus thing. Well, I'd been in New York for almost a year, I think. Wandering around looking for the proverbial John Hammond or yeah, but you know, the
junior or senior.
Senior, of course. And then I was walking around Washington Square Park, and that's where I met Feral. And I'd heard him once before, but I hadn't gotten, you know, said hello or anything. And then this time he was sitting there playing, and I decided to just be like, yeah, I like your music. And he was playing Will a Matchbox Hold My Clothes or something like that. And I'd heard that line somewhere, so I was just like, yeah. And he's like, do you write any songs? And I said, yes. And I played him one of my songs, and started hanging out.
Could you recommend maybe a few records that I could play along with this show? Stuff that you like or inspired you that you've recordings that you have tried to play from, or ones that you just like.
Yeah, definitely. You have to give me a second because there's so many of them that. There's a song on a Blind Willie McTell is playing guitar on it. He's not singing it. There's two people singing it, a woman and a man. It's called "This Is Not the Stove to Brown Your Bread," and I don't know that that song, when I first heard it, just like blew me away. It's like nothing I'd ever heard before, even like in the whole blues thing, you know.
I'm the man, and I'm the boss.
I'm going to get what I want, no matter what it costs. I just sent a man to the crazy house. He was big and fat like you. I taken all of his money, and I throwed it away, and he didn't have on a real good shoe.
Now, woman, do you think a man like me would be that big a fool about you?
Yes.
You better see your doctor. Something is wrong with your head. This is not the stove to brown your bread. Now, if you're looking for me to give you my money when you say, Mama, I'm not going that way. Now, you told me that your love turned off and on.
Yes, and if you ain't got no money, I turn my love off and I'm gone.
You better see your doctor. Something is wrong with your head. This is not the stove to brown your bread. Now, to get my money, Mama, this is how you got to be.
How has I got to
with
be?
With both of your legs cut off above your knees. The two bucket locusts and the German flu. Life's gonna be running up and down your back playing lanky doo doo doo. No hair, no eyes, no teeth in your head. You're gonna show me a spatchogram that your great grandma was dead. Now, before we married, you said that I was the best. A week after that, we lived like two birds in one nest. 6 months after that, I could see you with a frown if I didn't take all my money and bring you half of the town.
They call you a boy, and that's your name.
But believe me, Mama, I'm got a Cadillac frame. So you better see your doctor. Something is wrong with your head. This is not the store to brown your bread, I say. This is not the store to brown your bread.
Do they have to be like staticky old songs?
No, it could be anything. It could be
anything.
Anything,
okay. Yeah. Captain Beefheart also.
Yeah.
I love Captain Beefheart, and he's, let's see, a song that, that I think you guys should hear of Captain Beefheart is Moonlight on Vermont off of the Trap Mask Replica album.
Moonlight on Vermont affected everybody, even Mrs. Wooten Wellens, little nitty. Even Lifeboy floating with his little pistol showing and his little pistol toting. Well, that goes to show you what a moon can do. No more bridge from Tuesday to Friday. Everybody's gone, high society. Hope lost his head and got off on alligators. Somebody's leaving peanuts on the cabins for a white elephant. Escape from the zoo with love. Goes to show you what a moon can do. Moonlight on the mark. Well, it did it for Lifeboy, and it did it to you, and it did it to Zoo. Well, it can do it for me, and it can do it for you. Moonlight on Vermont. Give me that old time religion. Don't give me no affliction. That old time religion is good enough for me.
It's good enough for you. Well, come out to show them. Come out to show them. Come out to show them. To show them, come out to show them, come out to show them, come out to show them. Give that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me.
without your new affliction. Don't need your new restriction. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Moonlight on Vermont.
The title of this old love song is In the Shadow of the Pines, and I record it here in honor of Mrs. Nettie Burleson, who is a native of Mitchell County, North Carolina, and the mother of the Burleson girls, Miss Maud Ruth, who used to play and sing the old ballads so much. Maud still plays the fiddle, and Ruth is wonderful on the guitar. But this is a favorite of Mrs. Burleson, so I want to give her credit for keeping alive the fine old traditions of the Southern Highlands.
We wandered through the shadow of the pines, my love and I, as the wind was blowing freshly from the sea. When the sudden fitful darkness stole across the summer sky, and the shadow came between my love and me. Some hasty words were spoken, and almost unawares, hasty answers to unthinking anger lent. And our heartfelt bitter longings, and our weepings, and our prayers, ne'er can make those false and cruel words unsaid. Come back to me, sweetheart, and love me as before. Back to me, sweetheart, and leave me nevermore. In life's dark pathway, the sun no longer shines. Come, love, and meet me in the shadow of the pine. You took the ring I gave you, nor you canst one glance at me. As you held the jewel trinket in your hand, and then you turned and tossed it in the waters of the sea, where the waves were splashing idly on the sand. You went your way unheeding the tears I could not hide. You went your way and not a word was said. And this stubborn heart was breaking underneath this mask of pride, and the pine tree sobbed in pity overhead. Come back to me, sweetheart, and love me as before. Back to me, sweetheart, and leave me nevermore. In life's dark pathway, the sun no longer shines. Come, love, and meet me in the shadow of the pine. I awake from bitter dreaming but to call aloud your name. I sleep again to dream of you once more. My stubborn pride has left me, I'll admit I was to blame. Forgive me, dear, and love me as before. For the future is o'ershadowed with the darkness of despair. In the joy of life, love's sun no longer shines. And I'd give this whole world gladly once again to meet you there, reunited in the shadow of the pine. Come back to me, sweetheart, and love me as before. Bank back to me, sweetheart, and leave me nevermore. In life's dark pathway, the sun no longer shines. Come, love, and meet me in the shadow of the pine.
Pines, yeah.
Shadow of the Pines. Holy yeah. shit, that's the saddest song ever.
Yeah, I love that song.
What about something from the Before the Blues compilation?
Yeah, I was going to say Richard Rabbit Brown. I love, what's it? James Alley Blues. That's a great one. That's one that really, like, affected me. Like,
nothing like it used to be. No time thing now, nothing like it used to be. And I'm telling you all the truth, oh, take it for me. I haven't seen better days, but I'm putting up with these. I haven't seen better days, but I'm putting up with these. I could have a much better time, but these girls now it's so hard to please. Cause I was born in the country, and I needed to know. Cause I was born in the country, she thinks I'm easy to rule. She tried to hitch me to a wagon, she wanna drive me like a mule. I bought the groceries and I paid the rent. Yeah, I bought the groceries and I paid the rent. She tried to make me wash her clothes, but I got good common sense. I said, if you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? You know that if you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? Because it ain't like a man that ain't got nowhere to go. I believe in giving you sugar for sugar, let you get salt for salt. I'll give you sugar for sugar, let you get salt for salt. And if you can't get along with me, well, it's your own fault. How you want me to love you and you treat me mean? How do you want me to love you? You keep on treating me mean. You're my daily thought and my nightly dream. Sometimes I think that you're too sweet to die. Sometimes I think that you too sweet to die. And another time I think you ought to be buried alive.
I think it's from the Secret Museum of Mankind. It's called La Bamba. I mean, it's not the rock and roll song, you know. It's a mariachi song, but yeah, if you could find that.
Para bailar la bamba se necesita una poca de gracia y otra cosita. Ahí arriba, arriba y arriba, y me, yo no soy marinero pero sí seré. Thank you. iba volando, rompió un convoy, una tinaja de agua y un comedor. Allá arriba, arriba y arriba irán, yo no soy marinero, soy capitán. Una niña en un baile se lo miraba, zapatito de raso que le apretaban. Ahí arriba, y arriba, y arriba, y me. Yo no soy marinero, pero sí seré. Hasta me dicen el inocente.
¿Por qué, jarocho?
Porque tengo muchachas de 15 a 20. Allá arriba, y arriba, y arriba irán. Yo no soy marinero, soy capitán. Bailar la bamba se necesita una poca de gracia y otra cosita. Allá arriba, y arriba, y arriba, y arriba. Yo no soy marinero, pero sí seré.
So where do you usually play?
I play all over the place, in the subways, in parks, on street corners, and hopefully in indoors whenever possible. any place that you can set up your guitar. Yeah.
When you were down in New Orleans, were you like busking a lot, or did you play clubs?
Yeah, I mean, I did a little bit of both. It's like, it's really, the culture down there, I think, just, they actually welcome street performers, you know, instead of like, I mean, you know, policemen can still be pretty rough on anybody, but, yeah, they have a whole street sectioned off in New Orleans for street performers called Royal Street, and it's pretty competitive. You had to get out there pretty early to get a good spot. But yeah, I was playing with a band actually down there. It's like a jug band.
Awesome. Cool. Well, can I ask you to play one more song?
Sure. You can ask.
I can ask. anything you like.
All right. Cool. I'll play one of my songs that I have written. It's called it's kind of a fable, like a fantasy kind of thing. Wandering along the streets of that's all right with you. I beg of you no more. See, the only things it's cold, and the wolves attack my fold. My son was murdered, then he disappeared. Well, I'm sorry for your losses, sir. On his spouse, as in the yard the wolves awaited his commands. Well, in that night he shook, for a cowboy's life he took. He could still feel all the blood upon his hands. The drifting shadow faded into the park he waited. The starlit sky was bold above the square. But in the light of morning, with the sound of footsteps forming, two guilty eyes searching for someone who wasn't there. All the strangers passing by now, second makes some sneer, the third makes some afraid to look in the mirror.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Oh, I got these down in Mexico.
Could you tell me the story of those shoes?
I was walking down the street, I guess it was like a shopping district by this park. I saw I was looking for a Mexican hat. But then I walked in, and there's like this whole suit, and it's the whole suit. It has like snakeskin on it, like the elbow pad thingies, you know, and like the shoulders. It's like snakeskin, and I could only afford to buy the shoes for the suit. And I'm wearing those shoes now, and they're orange snakeskin eyeballed shoes, boots. They have eyeballs on the side.
They're amazing. It looks like the head of a snake.
Yeah, I think that's what it was designed to look like. I might draw some teeth on the front just to complete the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, Willie, thanks so much for coming by, and I'll see you tonight.
Sure. Do you want me to play something like for the fade out? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like that kind of stuff?
That'd be great.
Oh.
Here's the voiceover. You've been listening to Down Home Radio. Check out the website, downhomeradioshow.com, for lots of good stuff. And we'll see you again next time.
Oh.